Jesus Christ was rich, he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There is a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by the angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what is bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm has established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours. He said, "Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone should from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. I'm going to give you a phrase yet. I don't think you've probably heard in a while. You can let me know. Corporal works of mercy. Probably been a long time since you've heard that phrase, along with spiritual works of mercy. But this really comes down to it. It's really the essence of what the church is, what the church is about. To be the mercy of Christ for others. And so I encourage you to participate in them. You know, there are many things that people in town here volunteer for. Many parishioners do. If you feel you're called to do something, do it. Don't let the fear control you. Don't let anything else stop you from doing good. I mean, you can always go to the hospital, volunteer at the hospital. You can volunteer at the care centers here in town. People need a lot of visits here. You can always go and, you know, if you feel called to prison ministry, to help those who want to repent, to live their life of repentance. Many things we can do. Helping out with taking care of the facilities, getting involved here in the liturgy, signing up to be a lector or extraordinary minister of Holy Communion if you feel so called. When it comes down to it, the church is called to be holy. And, you know, a lot of times, a lot of people like to think, you know, well, you know, geez, the church should be more loving, caring. Well, you are the church, aren't you? You want the church more loving and caring? Be more loving and caring. Go out. Help out with St. Vincent de Paul, FACC. We look at what the church has done. It's been amazing what the church has done and continues to do. It's the staple mark of the church. How many hospitals have we built? How many schools have we built? How many crisis pregnancy centers do we run? You know, when you look at this, it's kind of one of the most... I think about the last misquote from Pope Francis. This last one where we're not going to talk anymore about abortion or anything like that. No, that's not the point. The point of what Pope Francis is talking about is we have to be the compassion of Christ for others. That's why we have all these things. It's not that we don't. And if we were denied preaching these things as mortal sin, then that would deny the spiritual works of mercy, pointing out where people, hopefully encouraging people to repentance. Ignoring people's sins doesn't do that. So the Pope was saying, we're never going to change those teachings. Those changes never change. But we need to be the mercy of God for others. Give people hope. That's what we need to do. This is what the church is for. This is what you are made for. To bring the love and the mercy of Jesus Christ towards others. And I don't care how old you are. You can be on the prayer tree. Can you pray? You can do works of mercy. Can you make a phone call and be an ear for somebody who needs somebody to listen to them? It's as simple as that. Now, in the meantime, you get tempted. You get tempted from the devil. Say, no, don't do that because of your fear. Tell Satan, be gone. Be gone, Satan. Get out of here. I'm going to do good works of mercy. I'm going to do what I want. If people want us to shut up, forget it. If people want us to no longer do and live out our faith, forget it. Live it. God has empowered you through the power of the cross. He has given you the power to live out his love. But don't just do it. Don't just do things without prayer. You have to pray and you have to do works. Okay, let me give you an example. Husbands. Okay, for 5 seconds, I want you to think about how much you love your wife. For 5 seconds. So, okay, ready? Go. Think about how much you love your wife. Just think about it. Okay. Husbands, hope you did that. Now, wives, did you feel anything? Did you notice anything happening? Probably not, huh? And you're probably like, okay, guys, try harder next time maybe, huh? Would that work? I mean, why didn't it work? It's because love is fulfilled in the act. We have to do something with it. It's interior and exterior. It's integrated. It's whole. It's one. So what's in the heart must be acted. So we have to love God first, and then we allow that love for Christ to do these works. It's not about politics. Politics is what kills the spirit of giving. We have to love in our heart. Now, as it so happens to be, same thing with your spouses. If you don't do anything, that love doesn't come to fulfillment. It has to be fulfilled in the act. Same thing with our love for Jesus Christ. It has to be fulfilled in the act. If we don't act it, it doesn't get fulfilled and it stunts its growth. It stunts our ability to build a relationship with Jesus Christ if we don't do works of mercy. That's what helps us to grow in intimacy with Jesus Christ. When we do something for them. Now, Jesus doesn't have a body other than here on this altar in the Eucharist. That's the only body he has. So, okay, maybe helping out in the liturgy is a way of directly serving him, but the only other means by which we have to return that love physically back to God is through these holy and sacred temples of God that are out there, including you. We are a holy temple of God. All people are. And so to live out our love for Jesus Christ, we help our brothers and sisters. That's what we do. That's our return of God's love that he has given us on the cross. That's the engine. That's the motivating force of doing these works of mercy. Not just simply doing things just to do things or make ourselves feel good. It's because Jesus is our salvation. It's because Jesus died on the cross for us, giving us hope, giving us freedom, not the freedom to do whatever we want, but the freedom in the heart, to give us joy in the heart because he's forgiven us. We don't have to beat ourselves over the head. Then, now, we can do. We can be the people we want to be. We can be the people Jesus Christ calls us to be. We can be the light of the world. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things are made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. And I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. And as we stand here before God, our Father in heaven, let us turn to him in confidence and ask him our petitions.
For Pope Francis, Bishop Molloy, Father Barr, Father Camacho, and the Sisters of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and all those in religious life, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the end to abortion, euthanasia, and for the conversion of all who participate in such practices, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
In this year of faith, we pray that we might be trustworthy in small and great things. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
As our parents and grandparents pass the faith down to us, let us continue passing on the faith for the future generations of our parish. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick of our parish and the intentions of our prayer tree, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died this past week, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For international peace, that the peace of the Lord bring resolution to the conflicts in the world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the peace of Christ to reign in our own hearts, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for Eugene Saar, for whom this Mass is especially offered, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. God, our Father of mercy in heaven, we come here humbly before you, thanking you for the mercy you have given us. Grant us our petitions through Christ our Lord.
We invite the children of the parish to come forward with their gifts.
Please join in singing our offertory hymn, number 320, Mary's Song, number 320.
My soul proclaims the Lord, my God. My spirit sings God's praise.
pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant us, O merciful God, that this, our offering, may find acceptance with you, and that through it, the wellspring of all blessing may be laid open before us, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For by his birth we are brought renewal to humanity's fallen state, and by his suffering canceled out our sins. By his rising from the dead, he has opened the way to eternal life, and by ascending to you, O Father, he has unlocked the gates of heaven. And so with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy.
To you, therefore, most merciful Father, we make humble prayer and petition through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, that you accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy and unblemished sacrifices, which we offer you firstly for your holy Catholic Church. Be pleased to grant her peace, to guard, unite, and govern her throughout the whole world, together with your servant Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all those who, holding to the truth, hand on the Catholic and Apostolic faith. Remember, Lord, your servants. And all gathered here, whose faith and devotion are known to you, for them we offer you this sacrifice of praise, for they offer it for themselves and all who are dear to them, for the redemption of their souls, in hope of health and well-being, and paying their homage to you, the eternal God, living and true, in communion with those whose memory we venerate, especially the glorious ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, and blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, James, John, Thomas, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon, and Jude, Linus, Cletus, Clement, Sixtus, Cornelius, Cyprian, Lawrence, Chrysogonus, John and Paul, Cosmas and Damian, and all your saints. We ask that through their merits and prayers in all things, we may be defended by your protecting help. Therefore, Lord, we pray, graciously accept this oblation of our service, that of your whole family, order our days in your peace, and command that we be delivered from eternal damnation and counted among the flock of those you have chosen. Be pleased, O God, we pray, to bless, acknowledge, and approve this offering in every respect. Make it spiritual and acceptable, so that it may become for us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, he took bread in his holy in venerable hands, and with eyes raised to heaven, to you, O God, his almighty Father, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took this precious chalice in his holy and venerable hands, and once more, giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me.
The mystery of faith.
When you drink this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the Blessed Passion, the resurrection from the dead, and the glorious ascension into heaven of Christ, your Son, our Lord, we, your servants and your holy people, offer to your glorious majesty from the gifts that you have given us this pure victim, this holy victim, this spotless victim, the holy bread of eternal life, and the chalice of everlasting salvation. Be pleased to look upon these offerings with a serene and kindly countenance, and to accept them as once you were pleased to accept the gifts of your servant Abel the just, the sacrifice of Abraham, our father in faith, and the offering of your high priest Melchizedek, a holy sacrifice, a spotless victim. In humble prayer, we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts be borne by the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high in the sight of your divine majesty, so that all of us who through this participation at the altar receive the most holy body and blood of your Son may be filled with every grace and heavenly blessing. Remember also, Lord, your servants who have gone before us with a sign of faith and rest in the sleep of peace. Grant them, O Lord, we pray, and all who sleep in Christ, a place of refreshment, light, and peace. To us also, your servants, who though sinners, hope in your abundant mercies, graciously grant some share in fellowship with your holy apostles and martyrs, with John the Baptist, Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas, Ignatius, Alexander, Marcellinus, Peter, Felicity, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucy, Agnes, Cecilia, Anastasia, and all your saints. Admit us, we beseech you, into their company, not weighing our merits, but granting us your pardon through Christ our Lord, through whom you continue to make all these good things, O Lord. You sanctify them, fill them with life, bless them, and bestow them upon us. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
The Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, power, and glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Take away the sins of the world. Have mercy.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deus Sabaoth. Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deus Sabaoth. Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deus Sabaoth. Please join in singing our communion hymn, number 414, Your Words Are Spirit and Life, number 414.
our spirit and life, O Lord, richer than gold, stronger than death. Your words are spirit and life, O Lord, life everlasting. God's law is perfect, refreshing the soul, reviving the weary spirit. God's rule can be trusted, bringing us wisdom, bringing God's wisdom to birth. God's words are spirit and life, O Lord, richer than gold, stronger than death. Your words are spirit and life, O Lord, life everlasting. God's precepts keep us, their perfect is right. They gladden the hearts of people. God's command is so clear, it brings us new vision, bringing God's light to our eyes. Your words are spirit and life, O Lord, richer than gold, stronger than death. Your words are spirit and life, O Lord, life everlasting. God's truth is holy and sure. God's presence is everlasting. God's truth is eternal, bringing us justice, bringing God's justice to earth. Your words are spirit and life, O Lord, richer than gold, stronger than death. Your words are spirit and life, O Lord, life everlasting. God's word is precious, desired more than gold, worth more than we dare imagine, and sweeter than honey. This word will feed us, bringing fulfillment and joy. Your words are spirit and life, O Lord, richer than gold, stronger than death. Your words are spirit and life, O Lord, life everlasting.
Let us all exult with joyous hearts and strike the tuneful lyre. 'Tis the great Saint Michael that comes in all his brightness from the high heavens. Ave Maria. ce li porta. Su mensi luna Gabrieli sore fundanos in pace.
Same page.